Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're here at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and right now we are talking with Mary Casanova. She has written a book called Frozen. Hello, Mary.
Good morning.
All right, I'm going to read a little bit of the plot, but I'm not going to give too much away, okay?
No, go for it.
Then we're going to start talking about it. 16-year-old Sadie Rose has not spoken in 11 years, ever since she was found in a snowbank the night her mother died under strange circumstances. I'm already interested. How'd you come up with the plot?
You know, I really don't write by plot a whole lot. And actually reading Stephen King's On Writing was a reassurance to me as I was flying here, because he said also that he's not really a plot writer. He goes with something that is a situation that draws him in. What started me writing this whole thing happened about 20 years ago when I came across a little slice of history in a book about the county I live in northern Minnesota called Kuchiching County. And in that book, I came across an account of how one of the working girls, a prostitute, was found frozen in the snow one morning in this little town. And some people took her frozen corpse and stood it up in the council member chambers and in the corner as a joke. At the start of the meeting, everyone was to see this woman's body in the corner. Well, it caused quite a stir. That's the account of history that I basically came across. And it has haunted me since I first read it, because that's all I read, but it said so much about women at that time in history, the lack of options that maybe this woman had, and certainly the questions about who was this person. And I felt the need to understand that time in history where I live, and also to give this long-dead woman a voice indirectly. Well, it's not her story directly that I tell, but her daughter's. And what happens, the what if is, what if this woman was murdered? What if her daughter also went out into a snowstorm the same night and was found frozen in the snow the next morning, but instead of being dead as her mother was, she survives, and after being in the snowbank for so long, she has lost her voice and her ability to speak. So that's the start of the story, and then from there, the story took over my life.
You keep saying that time in history. We're talking about the early 1900s, correct?
Right. 1920 is when I start the story with my character, Sadie Rose. So it's the beginning of the Prohibition. It's the time when women are just getting the right to vote. There's a lot of conflict and a confluence of a lot of powers that are happening at that time in history, not just where I lived and where the story is set, but across the nation.
Do you weave these themes in and out of the story?
I absolutely weave these themes. They're part of the backdrop. The challenge was to keep these major confluences as a backdrop to my character's story and not let them become the story. So the story really is about a 16-year-old trying to find her voice, both literally and figuratively at this point in history and time, in a time when women had very little voice and there were not a lot of options for her at that time.
Well, there are many adult themes here. I'm wondering the demographic you're writing for. Should teenage girls be reading this?
I think definitely, because whether it's a story that they read that's set in the 1920s or today, it's still about something that's universal, which is about finding your voice and being able to speak up, find out who you are, and then use that voice in the world. It is for, I like to recommend it for 13 and up. 13 to an adult reader, because it's one of those books, I think, I just had to write it. I think it isn't limited just to young adults. I think it's also an adult story.
You live in a beautiful part of the country. You live in Rainier, Minnesota. The story is set there. And I'm wondering about Rainier. I have not been to Rainier. I've been to other parts of Minnesota, but I have not been to Rainier. But how did your living there influence the arc of Sadie's story, Sadie's journey?
I live in a house that's over 100 years old, and I live right across from a lift bridge, a historic lift bridge. In some ways, it's sort of a metaphor for the story itself. It's a confluence of where all these, a vast lake system meets with a river. It's where loggers would have been floating their logs down the river in booms to the logging mill. It's a place where there is a lot of trade going on and industrial development. There was a huge industrialist who wanted to dam up this 80-mile-long plus river or lake system and turn it into a giant floating bathtub, basically. And he was one of the wealthiest men in America at the time. This became part of the backdrop for the story. He was up against an environmentalist who was penniless but Harvard educated, living on a little island up in this northern Minnesota area. And it became a David and Goliath sort of struggle for the waterways and saving the environment that remained in that area. So my character, she's part of this world. That becomes the backdrop to the world that she's in. And there's a lot of politics involved in it. And to be 16 and voiceless and find your way through that time period to find her voice and to find out what happened to her mother and what were the real powers at play that led to her mother's death becomes a journey that I hope that lots of readers take and are willing to explore with my character, Sadie Rose.
Well, and you sound incredibly passionate about the character. Am I wrong to guess that maybe we haven't heard the last of Sadie?
It's possible. I mean, I think if it is hard when you get to the end of a story because you want to keep journeying on with that character. The 1920s is such an incredibly interesting time period, and I just start dipping into the prohibition in this story because it is just getting underway. You never know. Maybe there's a sequel and a more developed prohibition story ahead.
Well, we can only hope. Once again, she is Mary Casanova, and she's written a book called Frozen. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you so much.